Two suspects are in custody after Canton police say a home was shot up with adults and children inside. The shooting happened in the 1200 block of Woodview Street Southwest, where multiple rounds struck windows, walls, and a bedroom area the night of May 3rd. No injuries were reported. 25-year-old Jamarian Frazier of Akron and 28-year-old Samantha Hambley of Canton were arrested Monday. Frazier faces charges including felonious assault, while Hambley is charged with complicity. Hambley is accused of driving Frazier to the scene while he allegedly exited and fired multiple shots before fleeing. Police say the case stems from a family dispute over child care and an alleged threat. Hambley and Frazier are set for arraignment tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. A Canton elementary school was placed under a modified lockdown Monday morning after a bomb threat was received. Canton City School District officials say the threat was called into the district administration office and referenced Bellstone Elementary. Police and school security searched the building and found no dangers. The lockdown was lifted and classes resumed with no injuries or arrests reported. A Massillon man has been sentenced in connection with a deadly shooting in Canton. 20-year-old Kamani James pleaded guilty last week to a charge of carrying a concealed weapon. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoni handed down 3 years probation. Police say James tried to hide a handgun following the January 28th shooting on Allen Page Drive Southeast. The incident killed 20-year-old Tashawn Smith of Massillon during a dispute following a child custody exchange. A grand jury declined to indict the man who fired the fatal shots. Canton is revamping its public safety camera system under a new contract aimed at improving storage and cutting costs. On Monday, City Council approved a 3-year, $270,000 agreement with the Amazing Cloud to handle data storage and technical support. According to the repository, police say the change doubles video retention from 15 to 30 days after a previous vendor failed to meet city needs. It was special recognition night at Monday's Louisville Board of Education meeting. WDPN's David Schur reports.
20-year honors went to 6 staff members, 13 retirees, the staff at North Nimishillen Elementary, the speech and debate state qualifiers, the English 2 project team, bowling state qualifier, and 213 seniors. All were approved for graduation at Louisville Stadium. Both the pay to participate and adult meal prices will remain the same as the current school year, and the contract with the classified staff won board approval. A special thank you from Board President John Aljancic was given to the 4 donors of $2,605, which benefited 3 programs.
Hartville Village Council is looking to fill an open seat following the resignation of Tom Huff. Applications are being accepted through May 22nd. The person appointed will serve the rest of Huff's term, which runs through the end of 2027. On Monday, Council approved a lease agreement with Stark Parks to create a trail through Memorial Park. Council gave second readings to legislation on false alarm fines and a street dedication, while first readings were given to proposed moratoriums on new data centers and outdoor recreation facilities to allow for zoning review. A Niles man has pleaded not guilty to felony charges in connection with a deadly Columbiana County crash. 39-year-old Michael Schuring entered the plea Monday to aggravated vehicular homicide in Common Pleas Court. The Highway Patrol says the October 2025 wreck on State Route 172 in West Township happened when a truck went off the road, overcorrected, and crossed into oncoming traffic. The collision killed 44-year-old Diane LaWallen of Tennessee. Schuring's trial is scheduled for November 17th. Sebring Village Council is moving ahead with plans for an additional 5-year, 1.5 mil street levy to fund road, bridge, sidewalk, and trail improvements. Monday, Council approved a resolution requesting the Mahoning County Auditor certify how much revenue the levy would generate. The issue will appear on the November ballot. Lawmakers also passed new regulations on temporary storage units, shipping containers, and large-capacity dumpsters. Village Manager Chris Frazier says he's contacted OmniFiber for an invoice related to the April 16th gas line break and noted resurfacing of 16th Street between West Ohio and West Oregon Avenues will begin soon. Solicitor Jerry Ghost sent a letter to the village of Beloit seeking payment of unmetered water bills dating back to at least 2021, totaling about $14,000. One man is dead following an overnight crash in Hubbard Township. The Highway Patrol says a pickup truck went off Mount Everett Road just after midnight, struck several trees, and overturned. A passenger, 31-year-old Brendan Nichols of Youngstown, was ejected and died at the scene. 3 others, including 2 juveniles, were in the vehicle. Troopers say no one was wearing a seatbelt. The crash is under investigation. Youngstown police are investigating after a woman was shot early today on the city's south side. WKBN-TV reports the shooting happened around 3 on St. Louis Avenue. Few details have been released and the victim's condition was not available. A city spokesman and police say more information is expected to be released today. So far this year, Youngstown has recorded 6 shootings, including 3 homicides. The last of 3 suspects in a Youngstown murder is in custody. 61-year-old Vincent Marbley of Youngstown was booked into the Mahoning County Jail by U.S. Marshals on charges including aggravated murder and robbery. robbery. He was indicted last year in the October 2024 shooting death of 24-year-old Reynaldo Hernandez. Investigators say Hernandez was shot inside a home on Bott Street on the city's east side. His body was later found at Mount Hope Cemetery. A co-defendant was eventually convicted of aggravated murder and sentenced to prison. A second was arrested in March. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.